T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get back to the calls. We've got some people that want to talk about the Penguins. Another loss last night, 5-4 in overtime to Buffalo. That's 9 out of 10 now. Left the Penguins, they've been going so bad, they actually tried to feel good about themselves for getting a point at home last night despite blowing a 4-1 lead midway through the game. Just unbelievable. Dallas in town tomorrow night. Maybe that'll be the turnaround. Sid comes back, hopefully. Obviously, he'll be a big part of anything they do going forward. They need to get him healthy, and I guess he skated yesterday, said afterwards he felt good, everything's coming along. Sounds to me like he's on course to come back and play to play tomorrow night against Dallas. Let's get back to the lines and Tom. Hey, Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling.
Great show. I have a couple of comments and a question, and I'd like to have your opinions on about the Penguins.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've got Murray seems to have a weak glove hand. I don't have seen that since he came into the league. He gets beat over the glove side a lot, and I'm not sure where that comes from.
Well, I mean, it's something he was able to win 2 Stanley Cups with. I mean, that's always been the MO, that, you know, you can beat him on his glove hand side. But for 2 years, teams weren't able to do it well enough to keep the Penguins from winning the cup. I don't know. I see Jim Rutherford tells Jason Mackey, the PG, he thinks he's thinking too much instead of just going out and playing. Maybe that's part of his problem. But whatever it is, Tom, he's not playing very well.
Not right now, yeah. Now, my other comment is about, well, actually my question about the chemistry on the team. It doesn't seem to be – they don't seem to be united right now, and I don't know what the solution is, and I wanted to get your thoughts. And I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
All right, Tom, have a great day. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know what? I've said this many, many, many times, and I'll say it once more. I am not smart enough by any stretch to figure out what comes first, good chemistry or winning. Do you have good chemistry because you win, or do you win because you have good chemistry? When you lose like this, when you lose 9 out of 10, nobody likes anybody else. The coaches don't like the players. The players don't like the coaches. The general manager doesn't like anybody. It's tough. It's really hard. And that's why Rutherford's saying this is as tough of a stretch as he's ever seen. And he's been around the National Hockey League for, what, about 150 years. So I don't know that it's a bad room now by any stretch, but everybody presses. Everybody wants to try to be the answer. And sometimes when you try so hard to be the answer, you end up adding to the problems. So I don't know if their lack of winning is because, a poor attitude in the room, or they tuning out the coach. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that when you're up 4-1 at home against Buffalo, you got to find a way to win. And they certainly didn't get that done last night. And I don't know. I couldn't have been happy. The Penguins of old, I know, would have said, this is a point, but it's a terrible point. We should have had 2. And it seems to me they were quite content last night getting 1 point. Well, we've been losing. At least we get a point out of this. Well, you're up 4-1 at home. You sure as heck better end up getting 2 points, not 1. Let's go to Corey. Welcome to the show. Hey, Corey, how are you?
Hey, Ron, love the show.
Well, I appreciate you calling and making it better. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a comment. I think you said you didn't watch the game. There were 2 key plays late. I thought Malkin played great the first 40, but the last 20 and change, he was awful. The last 2 goals were giveaways directly because of him. One, he tried to chip it up along the boards, and Tanner Pearson couldn't get it out. That's on him. But the puck came back to Malkin, and he could have got it out again, and he just got the puck stolen right off of him. The guy went around him, goal. And then the overtime.
Let me interrupt you, Corey. He had 5 giveaways last night, according to the stat sheet. 5 giveaways.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what I was watching. I mean, he was playing way – he was flying around. He was creating scoring chances, but he was giving up scoring chances. And when your best players are doing that, in this league, there's too much parity. It's going to bite you in your butt.
Well, it bit him last night. There's no question. I thought his line, you know, from the highlights and stuff I was able to see, I was traveling home last night. I thought the line played pretty well with Pearson and Kessel and him, but he's had a history of giveaways, and he's also had a history of taking penalties. I think he's the Penguins' most penalized player.
I mean, it's one thing if you're up 4-1 and you have a giveaway, but when you're in a 9-game losing streak, or you know, you're in a bad losing streak, and the game's tied, you can't be taking those type of risks constantly.
All right, Corey. Thanks, man. I appreciate the phone call. You have a great day. Let's go to Jeff in Cranberry, my neck of the woods. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good, Cookie. How you doing? You should have stayed in Jacksonville a few more days.
I'm looking out at this weather. It looks like it almost looks like the middle of the night here in Greentree. I got to tell you, it was 70 and sunny in Jacksonville the last 2 days.
I was thinking about that when I was listening to you explaining that weather. Well, it was, you know, raining and 40 here.
Unfortunately, but, I'm back here. What do you got for me, Jeff?
Cookie, do you buy in anything on this, just the sheer amount of hockey that these guys have played over the last couple of years, all the extra playoff series? NHL has almost no break now, and some of these players playing world events. Is there just a fatigue factor? I mean,
I'm not letting them get away with it that way, Jeff. Maybe last year after they win the two cups and they don't get done playing till mid-June and then they start again in, what, early September. They were done in early May last year. Washington took them out in the second round. They had plenty of time to rest. And, you know, these are hockey players. This is what they do. They'd play every day if they had to. It's what they love. So I'm not going to give them a pass on that. Maybe last year a little bit. This year I can't do it.
All right. Well, I will say this, Cookie. I think I like what the guy was saying before about let him play. Get Murray in there. Let him work it out. Get some lines set and let them work it out. Get Crosby back. I think we'll be talking about this in April. In May, saying, do you remember how bad they were playing in November, and now look how good they're playing?
I think, Jeff, thank you for the call, man. I think a lot of people were thinking that, including the ones at Penguin headquarters. Well, once the games really start to mean something, February, March, we'll be there. We'll be at the top of the game. The problem with that is you fall too far behind. You get yourself in real, real trouble. These points that they lost, that point that they lost last night, could really come back and haunt them come April. So, all right, time to take your phone calls before we switch to football. Ben Roethlisberger coming up at the top of the hour, 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. What's wrong with these Penguins? I want to hear from you next. It's the Cook and Joe Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.